After 40 minutes coming back inside Canada Life Place, continuing your Chuck's Roto second intermission, Chuck's Roto, 601 Great Northern Road in Sioux, Ontario. Half-price appetizers after 9 o'clock every day. Jerry Liscombe Jr. in conversation with the grounds, Owen Allard. And firstly, great to see number 14 back in the lineup. I'm sure the return comes with mixed emotions, Owen, for yourself. But openly, how do you view this opportunity being back here at the Hounds and in the O?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a great opportunity. You know, I'm really excited to be back. I mean, you know, still got a lot of buddies on this team from previous years, so it's great to be back in the Sioux. And you know, this organization's treated me so well, and it's a big reason why I've had success in my career. So it's all credit to them. And you know, I'm really excited to, you know, come back and be an overager in the city. And yeah, no, it's a great group of guys we got here. So just trying to stack up some wins and try to build forward.
Don't want to dwell on it, but I have to ask the obvious. Is it tough? You go to NHL camp, you go to the AHL, then come back down to this level. How do you balance, which I'm sure are very understandable emotions?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last couple of months were definitely a lot of mixed emotions. You know, I was trying to earn a roster spot in the American League. And, you know, obviously, you know, with that league, there's lots of returning guys and, you know, lots of depth. So, you know, we felt it was best that, you know, I came back to the OHL. And, you know, I passed kind of an untraditional. I mean, didn't play as a 16-year-old due to the COVID year, and then got injured, missed the full season with my shoulder surgery. So, you know, I haven't really played lots of games in this league, and I think there's still some stuff that I have to prove in this league. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity. You know, I think everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I'm meant to be here with the Greyhounds, and, you know, I think it's going to be great for my development, work on some things that, you know, might be easier to work on at this level than the AHL. So, you know, I think it's a perfect fit for me, and I love the city. I love playing for the Greyhounds, so it's been a blast so far.
Proved a lot, though, and accomplished a lot last year. And before we get too far, led the team in the preseason, 44 points in the regular season, scored your first career hat trick, won team awards at our banquet, you got OHL accolades, World Junior experience, then the NHL draft. I mean, just how surreal when you think of that and you put that all together and package it all together. How surreal was last year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was definitely a great year. I mean, obviously, our team had lots of success, and that kind of came with some personal success as well. But, you know, really wouldn't be possible without, you know, the great staff here we got in the Sioux, and going from ownership to our coaches and just the players. You know, I got the chance to play with some amazing players and even better guys. So it was a really fun year. You know, I think I took a step, you know, in all areas of the ice, my defensive play and, you know, contributing offensively. So, yeah, just having you know, that time and that opportunity that the Sioux gave me was tremendous, and I think it took me a long way.
Since last season, maybe perhaps, how has Owen Allard changed or bettered himself as either a player or a person?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I definitely gained lots of knowledge, and, you know, after going to NHL camp, you get to be on some really good, you know, ice times with some great players and, you know, guys that have had long-term careers. So just learning from them, like developing pro habits, I think that's a big step, you know, making the transition to playing the American League and then the NHL. You got to bring something to the table. So just having an identity, and I think I kind of found that at a NHL camp. You know, I'm not a guy that's going to get the most points, but I'm definitely going to be a reliable centerman that, you know, can chip in offensively and is trusted by the coaching staff. And, you know, I think just like off-ice habits too, you know, taking care of yourself in the gym and, you know, eating the right things and making sure your body's, you know, where it needs to be at 100% and perform each and every night. So I think it was a great learning experience. And, you know, I got to spend some time in Tucson, which was really fun. You kind of learn off some of the older guys, you know, guys that have played in the NHL and long-term veterans. So it was a really cool experience. And, you know, I think that knowledge is going to take me a long way.
1 week ago, you inked that three-year entry-level contract. Give the listeners a little perspective. I mean, how does the process go, and what does it truly mean to you?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of up in the air. I mean, it's kind of dependent on how you do at camp. You know, being selected as a 20-year-old, it's definitely a different process. I'm kind of a late bloomer, so you know, that was my intentions, to get drafted and then hopefully sign a deal as quickly as possible. But you know, I had to earn that, and I think everybody does. So, you know, just going to development camp, doing my thing, and then that leads to a good rookie camp, and then you get invited to main camp and kind of make a splash there, and then, you know, you get in some preseason games and you kind of show the organization what you're about and what kind of player you are. So, you know, I felt like I did that. You know, I was pretty responsible, and, you know, I felt like I had a really good camp. So later then, they kind of reached out to my agent, and they offered a contract based on what they saw. So, and yeah, pretty much worked some things out with the contract, and then, yeah, a week ago today I signed, so it was pretty exciting.
What can you tell us about the newest NHL franchise, the organization in Utah, the city, the facility? Just give us a little perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just from the ownership group, I think they've done a really good job there. They're treating everybody amazingly. I mean, you know, I've been to past development camps with other teams. I was part of the Ottawa Senators organization, Colorado Avalanche, and just coming to Utah just felt different. I mean, there's just that buzz around the city. I mean, Salt Lake City, obviously, gorgeous spot, and, you know, the fans really, really preaching the hockey there. They really love it. So, you know, it's a great spot, and from what I saw, it was just amazing the way they treated us. So I think it's going to have lots of success, and, you know, it's a great spot to have hockey.
Your return to the red and white coincided with two other guys, Newell Nord, obviously from the same organization. Marco comes back off illness. Talk about the three of yourselves and what makes a very special trio.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely a good add to the team. I mean, Nordy and I coming in, and then obviously getting Miggy back from injury, that's huge. So, you know, I think they're both really good players. Obviously, Nordy, another signed Utah prospect, and, you know, Miggy, who I think is going to have the chance to sign an NHL contract one day. He's amazing player and really poised player, and I love playing with him. You know, he makes good plays, simple plays, and I think, you know, we've built chemistry throughout the years. And then Nordy, I got the chance to play with him in rookie tournament, obviously a special player as well. I mean, he's got that pro experience from playing in Sweden, and he's got a handful of games in the American League. So yeah, just two amazing players, and, you know, they're just great people off the ice, really humble and really kind people. So it makes it easy for me to play out there with those guys.
Small sample size, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how fun is it to play with those two?
Yeah, I'd say 10. I mean, it's any chance you get to be on the ice with those two, they're always making the right plays, and, you know, I think they're preaching the pro habits to the young guys too. So it's been great to have those guys on my sides.
On only a very short period, a week, as we said earlier on, but this team is a lot different than last year's team. But is there a characteristic or a trait you've kind of identified here early on amongst this year's group?
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest difference is just the energy. I mean, last year, you know, we had a lot of different personalities on a team, but this year it's just a younger group. So I think it's kind of our job as older guys to bring the younger guys on and, you know, get everybody on the ship together, and, you know, take this team to the next level. I think, you know, we've done that ever since, you know, Nordy and Miggy and I have come back. We're on a 5-game winning streak, so that's always positive, but there's room to grow, and I think we're just going to keep building here throughout the next couple games.
Oh, no, we always, one person I wanted to talk to, didn't want to throw the microphone in your face, let you get settled a week ago, but really appreciate you taking time here tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jerry, appreciate it.
That was Stu Grounds, forward 01 Allard, our guest here in your second intermission. We'll take one final timeout, come back for third period action here in London. You're listening to Pino's Get Fresh, Stu Grounds Hockey, Sioux Rock Station, Rock 101.